It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. We're on the floor at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and I'm climbing into a Ford car. It's clear from this year's CES that we're heading for a future where cars are smarter and they talk to you more.
Please say a command.
Heavy metal.
Tuning to heavy metal.
Now, music is important, but Gary Stromolo from Ford says the company's also working on cars that are smart enough to keep you safe.
So there are three ways in which we get an estimate of the driver workload. One is by understanding the stress on the driver, and we do that through built-in devices like heart rate monitoring systems that we have built into the seat.
The car also estimates how busy the driver is based on traffic outside the car and activity inside the car.
If that estimate is high, and say a phone call comes in at that time, we would route it directly to voicemail.
If the steering wheel is going and
if you're moving,
a lot of activity.
Exactly. So okay. If you're making a turn, you're in a big turn or something, you know, you're occupied. And so we would defer things that might otherwise just come into the car until a time when you're less stressed.
The National Transportation Safety Board recently recommended states ban use of cell phones, even hands-free ones, while driving. But Ford, which uses a communication and entertainment system called Sync in its cars, takes the view that people will always want to do more while driving than just drive. They'll want to make calls, check email, update Facebook.
When we developed Sync, we did it with the understanding that if they are going to do that, we want to find as safe a way as possible for them to carry that out. All the research that we've studied on actual naturalistic driving studies showed that if you keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel, you're pretty good.
It's the Jim Morrison standard. Keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel. Ford cars aren't the only place you'll be noticing more technology. There are apps coming to OnStar, you know, the service you call through your car if you're in an emergency. Like Ford, OnStar promises they won't distract you and cause those emergencies. I talked with OnStar's Nick Pudar here in Las Vegas.
Most of the apps that we envision occurring here are going to be apps that you interact with when you're not in your vehicle. It's more of a preparation for when you do travel.
OnStar envisions apps that text you when you're low on gas or when your electric car needs a charge. I wore out some shoes today walking part of the 1.85 million square feet of the Consumer Electronics Show. Some stuff was not so much mind-blowing as head-scratching. The Vibebody Slimmer is a vibrating platform, and you stand on it, and then somehow you're supposed to lose weight.
Can you tell us about the Vibe? Whoa, here I go.
It's whole body vibration. It just forces your body to react because it's not a natural body movement, so your body is fighting back against the movement of the platform.
Wait a second. So I could just stand here and that's exercise?
Yes. It's involuntary muscle contraction, so you're actually burning calories and burning fat just by standing there.
This is like those old, like you see from the 50s, those belts that wrap around you, but I thought those didn't work.
This is actually using your body weight as resistance, so you're actually going to help strengthen muscles.
10 minutes a day?
10 minutes a day. 10 minutes is equal to 40 minutes on a treadmill.
Oh, come on.
Really? It's been featured on the Today Show, on the Doctors.
More from Vegas tomorrow. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.